This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I got Fred Davis hanging out with me for the rest of the weekend, a couple days next week as well, as Kevin is in Germany right now. He is... what time is it in Germany at the moment? Do we have?
I'm going to guess it's probably, because I know when Blake was over in Greece, I think it was like 9 or 10 hours ahead at least. I guess it's probably, I would say probably 8 o'clock for those of you on the 12-hour clock.
We got to figure out a time to just call him up and just bug him, see Absolutely. What's going on over there as he's teaching children how to play baseball and about Jesus. The Cowboys, we did this with the Rangers. Yeah. We had some very big thoughts about what their biggest weakness was. They didn't address it in the offseason. They kind of addressed, actually, I thought they did address it during the trade deadline. That was their bullpen. That was their biggest weakness heading into the season. I'm not quite sure what the Cowboys' biggest weakness is, because I feel like there's a lot of holes. I mean, and I say this a lot. I feel like there are a lot of areas where the Cowboys need to be better.
Yeah.
I heard this morning, it was Dan Orlovsky said that if Micah is traded, then there is no chance for the Cowboys to compete for a Super Bowl. If Micah is traded, then the plan is to collect picks to invest in a future quarterback. That is the way that and he said right now is the best supporting cast that Dak Prescott's had since his rookie year.
Okay.
Now, I do believe that your offensive weapons are just as good. I think CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens might be better than what you had with Amari Cooper at that time.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about the offensive line. The offensive line still has a lot of holes to fill to make me feel comfortable.
But I think the interior lines is probably as good as it's been.
Agreed. Both tackles, though.
See, I don't hate on Terrence Steele as much as everybody else does.
That's fine. He has not proven to be a dominant right tackle. Except for 1 year when he and Zach Martin were very good with their combo blocks.
Yeah.
I think he's good. I think he's serviceable.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, you know, and we can argue about whether, you know, the money wise, but hey, that's, you know, for Jerry giveth, Jerry taketh away. Mm-hmm. I think that when when Zach got swapped out for Brock Hoffman, how much did we hear about Terrence Steele?
Little
to none.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I think there was just so much bad offensive line last year. We were like, this is
true. But I'll say this, for as much of an issue as that right side of the offensive line was when Zach Martin was clearly not himself. Right. And we all know that.
You could see it.
When Brock Hoffman came in, I mean, again, I'm no PFF nerd, but you know, he was an improvement in that right guard spot. And to your point about the combo blocking, I mean, Terrence Steele and him were a good, not great, right side of the line. And I think we all agree Tyler Booker should be better than Brock Hoffman. Mm-hmm. And I think Terrence Steele's going to be okay. Like, I'm of the belief that I think of all the things that you have to worry about on this football team, left guard through right tackle is not one of them.
Yeah, but the left tackle spot.
Now that's
dramatic.
That's huge.
Freak out prop.
Yes.
That is, as you just said, huge.
Yeah.
Without using the H. Yeah. I do appreciate
You're
that
welcome.
Though.
You're welcome.
But yeah, no, the left tackle spot's giant question mark, concern. Don't have a clue who's going to be the starting.
And that
left
was
tackle,
even with honestly. Tyler Guyton before the injury.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Which that's why I asked Schottenheimer. I said, "Is this fair?"
Yeah.
During the entire offseason and heading into this preseason, I asked Shotty. I said, "Is it fair that I've put this much on Tyler Guyton being good?"
Yeah.
Just good. All I really need is good. I don't
that's
need
all
exceptional
you need.
Because the offensive line, if he's good, I think this offensive line can be better than good. And absolutely. Then I think the team can be successful. And Brian Schottenheimer said, absolutely, that's not that is not putting too much on.
No, because they feel the same way.
And all that too was like leading into like he was getting excited about all the work the Guyton had put in. He was excited about what the work he was going to do, the progress he was going to make.
Punching in the
and
rain.
And the injury hurt. And it happened. And then here we are doing that. So where is the spot on this team that you look at and you go, just not good enough? Or you have a massive question mark.
I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I'm just going to go with the cornerbacks.
Cornerbacks still.
I mean, it's just, you've done nothing. Savon Revel. Am I pronouncing that right? I've had like 16 different people. I see Carter shaking his head back there. Is it Shavon?
Savon Revel.
Like Savant, but Savon.
Okay.
Yes.
And then Revel or Revol?
I've heard Revel.
Revel, okay.
Right. Like Darren.
Like Darren, okay. So Savon Revel is out. I mean, his dad said on G-Bag last week, had a setback, all right? So he's probably going to go on the pup list, so he won't be ready week one. Trayvon Diggs,
right?
You know, whether he's falling down running, whether he's fighting with Jerry, whether he's tweeting, I don't know. The one thing we don't know about him is whether or not he's going to be available week one.
True.
And what kind of shape he's going to be in, all right? So there's two guys that would normally be starters that you can't count on, all right, because of just injury and whatever else. So there's two guys that are out. Kalen Carson, a.k.a. Training Room. He's not going to be ready for a while, all right? So now we're down to Kyer Elam, Deron Bland, what's our boy, Bell? Kevon Bell, all right? Who Pride of North Texas, stand up.
Kevon Hall,
I'm sorry. I was thinking of Marquise Bell.
Kalen Carson, yeah.
So, you know, this is the situation you're in. And again, I said this last week, and I kind of said it in jest, but something's got to ring true here. I love to see all the deep bombs that our boy Dak's throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
I don't like to see is the fact that, well, you're doing this on Cowboy cornerbacks.
Yeah. And that's always every
and that's a problem.
Training camp. That is the question of, and that's why going up against the Rams this week in practice, they love the joint practice. You see some competition there.
Get a little bit.
Finally get game one of the preseason out of the way too. Yeah. Like this is a big week for the next step of all this thing. I still have interior defensive tackle area.
Yeah, because Mozzie, we might as well go ahead and stick a fork in him.
Solomon Thomas is taking the role. Like there's just so much there. And then now running back is starting to become another weird, because Miles Sanders, his knee situation, I got some concerns with that.
I'm not worried about running back.
I didn't think that he was going to be like a massive part. We started talking about how good he actually looked though.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, all right, I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do. I have questions of what they're going to do there. As more than I am worried. Just questions on, I'd like to have some things shored up before the season
starts.
Here's
the deal. Jaden Blue, from all we've heard, has looked good. We haven't heard anything negative about Javonte Williams. Yeah, I mean, we haven't heard a peep about Javonte Williams. The last thing I heard about Javonte Williams, he fumbled the first carry of practice, and then he took it 80 yards to the house the second one.
Yeah. And I've said all offseason, if he can make one cut, last year he didn't make any cuts. I don't know if it was the knee or the Sean Payton offense, but he was like, I'm going here and I'm done.
But they did say, all right, now, and going back to our guy Mickey Spagnuolo, who talked about Malik Hooker being another year removed from the Achilles injury, this is another year removed from Javonte Williams, who had a pretty ugly knee injury a couple years ago, all right?
And that's my hope.
And I'm with you on
fingers
that, right?
Crossed.
Look, we get it, all right? Look, medical technology has advanced exponentially in the last 10, 20 years, okay? You can bounce back from an ACL in 9 months versus, 12 to 18 in the past. There's still something to be said, and I think this gets totally, totally lost in the grand scheme of things, is the mental aspect of when these guys are bouncing back from injury, right?
Trusting.
Trusting the knee, trusting the Achilles, whatever part of the body you're dealing with, right? Especially when you're a running back, especially when you're a guy like that who makes his hay, makes his living with, well, like you said, being a one-cut guy, making jukes, what have you. So I think with Javonte Williams, I think with Jaden Blue, and, you know, we haven't heard a lot about Phil Mafah yet. The problem is he hasn't really gotten a lot of reps. He's been not, he hasn't been, you know, hasn't been overwhelming, but hasn't been underwhelming. He's just kind of like, you know, the baby's porridge, just okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
He's whelming.
He's just whelming.
He's just whelming. He's there.
But here's the reality, man. And this, you can go pluck a running back from anywhere. I hate to say it, but that's the reality of it. And guess what? When cut down day comes, you can go pluck somebody from a practice squad. You can go get somebody. I mean, you know, God forbid Deuce Vaughn makes the roster. All right, which I don't think he will.
His hamstrings really hurt him. I mean, like, more than just the pain of it all, the reps, the lack of reps for him really has been brutal for him. That's been tough. I mean, but yeah, you're right. That mental hurdle to get over that, to get past that, to move on, very important.
Look, if you tell me that you're going into week one with a, and look, Jaden Blue may look otherworldly. Because again, we don't need him to be a workhorse 20 carry back.
Mm-mm.
All right. You need a little thunder and light. If I told you right now, let's just go ahead and Fred's going to make this proclamation right now. If I told you that that the Cowboys running back situation was going to be a poor man's version of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, would you take that?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I would love.
And I think that's possible.
Let's see him get 10 to 12 touches. A game. That's a lot.
And he can catch the ball out of the backfield.
And in per 7 yards per touch.
Yeah.
And let me
say this one more time before people start, you know, blowing me up on the text like, you're a Fred, you're an idiot. Maybe.
That happens. Anyway.
Maybe.
No, it's going to happen.
Okay.
Regardless.
You're true about that. YouTube chat is toxic, by the way. Can we just go ahead and say that? My God. You guys,
no.
Especially on the weekends.
They're not toxic.
Maybe on the weekends.
They just don't. They don't participate in what we're talking about.
Well,
they're
right
in their own
that.
Conversation.
Weekend YouTube chat is off the chain. Shout out to my boy Greg. Poor man's Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery with Javonte Williams and Jaden Blue.
So like my burn-ins, poor man's burn-ins.
That's it.
Not with brisket.
This ain't Hurtado version.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Just doing it with Chuck
But you're
Roast.
Hungry, you need a little something to eat. All right, dip a little barbecue sauce. We'll make it work.
The Cowboys top 10 from early standouts from training camp so far. This is according to Joseph Hoyt of the Morning News.
Brandon Aubrey, number 10.
And be honest, dude.
But we haven't heard hide nor hair from Brandon Aubrey.
Hey, can I tell you something?
He's not looking good.
First three kicks I saw, he missed.
Yikes.
And
just shanking them left and right.
And then he moved to like 65 yards and it was like easy. You know, it was just like, what are you doing?
Do you think he was kicking left footed?
It has to be 50
with those
plus
early
for
ones.
him to feel like, ah, we're good to go.
Now we're in
Maybe
my
he
range.
Was kicking left footed or he had his eyes closed.
Yeah.
But sure
came with both feet.
I'm sure everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
I'm certain. Without a doubt.
I don't want to see Brandon as much
I
in 2025.
I guarantee Brandon Aubrey will be just fine. And I agree with you, too.
Right? And
I'd
I don't mean that in a bad
one
way.
Point. One
I don't.
Point.
Hey, every now and again, into half, give me a quick score. Going into halftime, boom, kick a 65-yard field goal. We need to get Brandon a 66-yarder in 2025.
Absolutely. I'd like a 70-yarder. Cornerback Kyer Elam, that's the dude you've heard the most
that's
about.
That's the other guy, yes.
You've heard the most about Kyer Elam all this preseason or this training camp because, and like you said, it is against our own guys, but it's against CeeDee Lamb and Pickens.
Well, that on that end.
That's positive.
We can live with that.
Yes. So he's looked competitive. He looks confident.
He's carrying children around.
We got the Simba pose with him. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Another standout so far, Tyler Booker. When you got a rookie right guard that's playing the way that he's supposed to.
Plug and play, baby.
You feel very good about what you did in the offseason.
Yeah.
And, again, replacing Zach Martin's not easy. Replacing last year's version of Zach Martin is. Last year's version was not.
Shout out to Brock Hoffman.
And that's sad because of
you
kind of
look like Brock
Zach,
Hoffman. Has anybody told you that?
Fish used to tell me that I could just go run around Ventura and tell people I was Zach Martin and that I would probably get into clubs. And I was like, but then I still have to pay the bill. You know, and
yeah,
like,
you ain't got that Zach Martin
and
cheddar.
And that's the thing. If you've ordered all the drinks.
Now you're getting comped.
And they bring it over to, yeah. Oh, hey, we're going to comp some of this.
My card should be on file.
Yeah, yeah. Give me, just put it on Zach
call
Martin.
Call my agent. He's got it.
But, and so I was like, oh, I could kind of see it just a little bit. That's all right. But Booker doing great work. This is also great to hear. Cooper Beebe was good last year.
Emaw.
He He was, but you could see that it was a center that was learning the spot. But you didn't doubt the toughness. You just were wondering whenever his grown man strength was going to come into play.
Okay, let me ask you this, and I think this is something that totally got overlooked last year. You took two guys. You talk about the offensive line being better this year, and I agree wholeheartedly with you that it's going to be better this year. But look, real quick, you took two guys. Putting two rookies on an offensive line is already a tall order, number yep. one.
Risky.
Oh, by the way, you took two rookies who you put them at their unnatural position.
That is true.
And two of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The, dare I say, most pivotal positions on the offensive line. Here, let's take a guy that's never been a center and make him a center. Oh, by the way, he's a rookie. And then let's take another guy who's never been a left tackle and make him a left tackle. And oh, by the way, he only played 8-15 starts, whatever it was, at right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jerry said multiple times last year, we didn't want to hear it. You could hear Jerry.
And then he said at the end,
We knew what we were doing when we did this, that we were going to be learning on the fly.
Right.
He said multiple times throughout the year, we knew with it, we're paying the price here of watching two guys.
And then he kind of mea culpa at the end was like, well, maybe we did a little too much there expecting that. And again, hey, kudos to him. All right. Yeah, didn't help your running game and your passing game
your
when
coach.
It was all said and done. Or your head coach, which let's call it what it is. Aren't we kind of better to have Shoddy? I mean, at least I am.
Well, when 1 o'clock rolls around and we listen to the press conference, it's a lot more fun.
I mean, I don't know how many rap lyrics were about Mike McCarthy. Just saying.
A couple other names, Donovan Ezeraku, Malik Hooker, CeeDee Lamb, Hunter Lipke, Jonathan Mingo actually is having a very good
game. Jake Ferguson in there?
Toya and Kevontae Turpin. We'll see Ferguson. I think whenever game one happens is when we'll realize that Jake
Ferguson.
You think
Ferguson's he's going to play much?
No. Game one.
Oh, game one. Okay, I thought you meant preseason game one.
But coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus, is this soft? You be the judge next on The Fan.
Wow. Win Fan Phenom. Your favorite contest, Fan Phenom, is back. And on Thursday is your first chance, 7910 State Highway 78 in Sachse. That'll be your first opportunity to try out right in front of the big boss. You're going to get your chance to give your hot takes, show your sports knowledge, show some personality. I think Fred, that's the thing that a lot of people don't get about the process is they're like, yeah, that too. They don't get about the process is they're like, I said all the right sports words.
Yeah.
You're like, that's fine, but were you relatable? Were you engaging? Were you somebody that people are like, I want to have a beer with that guy?
That's it, dude.
And ultimately, if you
want to smoke a joint with this guy.
Yeah, if you're a good hang, that usually gets you a lot of places.
Just saying.
So go go find out how to be a good hang with some friends.
Well, I want
to
kick it on Harry Hines with this guy.
And then do that on radio.
That's a fair question.
Right now, though.
That's a fair question.
It's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Can answer today's question of the day there as well as Twitch and YouTube. Plus, from the world of track, is this just soft or is it good for the sport?
Mm.
We're going to get to that here in just a little bit because I think it's a unique way to spice up the track scene and get people to watch. So we'll get to that here in a little bit. But gentlemen, busy weekend. Very busy weekend. A lot of Micah Parsons conversation, you know. A lot of people blowing up the phone asking what the heck is going on. And I'm like, dude, just tune in. You know, 105 through the fan. Like, all you have to do is listen.
Fantastic.
You know, all we've been doing is covering this from head to toe, up and down, all 100 yards of the football field. We've been covering this thing. You don't have to text me and ask.
Alec, I'm glad you said that because when I got home, I was kind of exhausted. You know, it was a fun week.
Friday?
But that last hour set it up. I love that exhaustion. But my wife said, what happened?
Not a Tolo. Your wife's not a Tolo, huh?
And I said, the whole Micah situation.
Yeah.
She loves this station.
Well, I'd hope so.
She has things to do. But the...
Apparently she didn't have the Odyssey app.
And then I said, you know, the whole Micah thing. And she goes, what's going on with him?
Wow.
She's not a huge sports fan. You know,
you know what? And that's okay.
You know, I'm okay with that.
You know what? That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's... What's going on with him? And I just said,
Mika who?
Let's go to Mesa Maya and have some margaritas.
Yeah. I was like, the last thing I really want to do is talk about this. But yeah, I mentioned it. I talked about it on Twitter. I went to the Wings game later that night.
Yes.
And won awesome seats, incredible view. And it was a great time. I was really impressed with it. But I took my friend Sam. And as soon as I get home, get changed and everything, I'm like, okay, I can finally kind of decompress and debrief a little bit, went to the gym, and then she texts me and she's like, so why does Micah want to try? I'm like, I'll tell you at the game. I'll explain the whole war at the game. I don't even want to think about it right now.
Did you get to see Sophie Cunningham?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to hear her screaming at the refs and stuff.
Oh.
That's my favorite thing about being courtside. Is you get to hear word for word what these players are getting in the refs ear about. Yes.
Did you almost get hit by a dildo?
No.
Did you see it fly on the court?
No, there was not a situation at this game.
On Friday.
No, not at that one.
It was a different one.
It was a different game.
Sophie Cunningham was involved in.
Okay. Yes.
But
we'll get to that at 1:20 today during Wanker of the Weekend.
Okay.
very appropriate.
What a segue.
And what was interesting was whenever I got to my seat, there was a little business card sitting there. And I was like, oh, is it like a QR code? You know, like you get a free whatever. No, it was the WNBA code of conduct that they are now putting on all of the seats. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's getting to a point.
Yeah, okay, hold on. And I have a reason for asking this. Did the first line say no throwing Ditos on the court? Because my nephew, he's in an adult.
Yeah.
He's in an adult soccer league in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
They did a listing of the three things that had happened that week. Number one, player cussed out referee. Number two, referee cussed out player.
Okay.
Number three, man chased referee with machete. And I was like, that should be number one. Like, that should be the first thing on the list. So, yeah, don't bury the lead with those kinds of things.
Yeah, it was the same, like, speech that Sean Heath gives before tip-off.
Gotcha.
It was basically just in written form. So it was like, my theory, I was telling Peyton, my theory is that they put that on the chairs before the game so they don't even have to warn you.
Yes.
If you do something, it's just, hey, you've already been warned, get out.
Yep.
You know, because I know at NBA games, they'll hand you the card if you are being a little too rowdy. And it's like, hey, that's your warning. I think they're like, we're skipping the warning. This is your warning. You've been warned before you anything. So if you do anything, you're just gone. So that was my theory, but we had no incidents there.
Okay.
There was a lot of celebrities there too. I was really impressed.
Really?
Jordan Chiles, the Olympic gymnast, was there.
Yeah.
Okay. Kobe Bryant's daughter was there. A couple of the Mavericks players, Max Christie and B-Will were there, sitting right across from me. And like in the fourth quarter, I texted Blake and I was like, a man just got wheeled up four seats next to me and he's pretty hard to miss. Ronnie Coleman.
Wow.
Former Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
He just gets wheeled up to the seat, like four seats away from me.
What?
And he sits down and enjoys the rest of the game. I'm like, this is kind of crazy.
Didn't he just get over a bout with sepsis or something like that? I know he had an issue. I follow him on Instagram, and he had a little blood issue going on.
Yeah, he's had a few different medical issues here as of late, but he looked great.
Yeah.
And he was moving around pretty well, so it was really nice.
He's
because
a large man.
Lightweight!
Yeah, it was, like, I grew up idolizing like him and Arnold, I was like, that is so cool. Like the 10-year-old Alec was like, dude, one of your heroes.
Did you say anything
right
to
there.
Him?
Yeah, I got to say what's up on the way out. He had a massive bodyguard with him too that was like, you got about 10 seconds. Like he had that look on his face like, you got about 10 seconds to leave kind of thing. So
did you hit him with a yeah, buddy?
I had to.
You had to.
I had to.
It's a no-brainer.
That it's like a rite of passage with him.
Absolutely.
But we're going to get to the question of the day here, gentlemen, because I think it was Sunday, every first Sunday in August. Very specific, is National Friendship Day.
Mm.
National Friendship Day. There's no real cool holidays today. I was kind of upset. But it got me thinking about some of those people that were in the building and whatnot. Elvis Andrews was there as well with his whole family. He was down a couple sections away from me. Really cool to see him again. But it got me thinking about DFW athletes that you would love to be friends with. Past or present, what is a DFW sports figure that you're like, I would want to be friends with? I would want to go to the bar with. I'd want to hang out with 877-881-1053.
I had mine in mind until you said that last part.
Whoa.
I was going to say Josh Hamilton.
Well, I would want to be friends with him, yeah.
I would want to be friends. We're not going to the bar. Maybe we'll go to an AA meeting, but we're definitely not going to the bar.
I mean, because you're at some point at the bar is going to have to be a moment where you go, get out of here. Where's the back door?
Yeah,
we got to get out of here.
We can't be here.
We got to get to the car as quickly as possible. I will go with Michael Young. I think Michael Young's an awesome dude. He's really funny. When we've had him on, he's very engaging.
Yeah.
I sat with him at a Rangers game against the Angels when we went out to Oxnard one year. We went to Anaheim and watched a game, and Michael Young was there, and he was like, oh, hey, what's going on? I introduced myself, and he was like, I know who you are, Corey. And I was like, dude, that's really, like, that really, like, made my day. But at the same time, I was like, I know who you are, Corey. And I was like, all right.
Were your kids around to see that?
No. The only person that was there was PR representative Joe Trahan.
So we really don't know if this actually happened.
Joe Trahan will back me up on this. He saw it.
Joe, if you're listening, it's
877-881-1053. He can text in on that. But yeah, Michael Young's really, he's really cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think he's just an easy guy to hang out. Yeah. And I'd love to hear some baseball stories. Oh, from
dude, that's the best.
Like, just to be able, some of these guys, you like when Derek comes up here and spends time with us during shows and stuff, the stuff that behind the scenes that they get to talk about is amazing. So, yeah, he'd be one of them for sure.
Brad?
I said Josh Hamilton's mine.
That's still your answer.
No, absolutely. Okay. No, look, I am a Josh Hamilton guy, man, from day one. So, yeah, we just won't go to the bar.
From the 817, Mike Napoli. And I've, during Mike Napoli's reign here, during the 10-11 time.
Yeah.
It would be good to hang out with Mike Napoli.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be a good, trust me, but based on, I had some friends that had some sleepovers.
Hey now.
No, as in like they just ended up, they were out that night and they just wound up going, hey, party at Napoli's, you know, and so then, you know, Napoli's just ended up being a really good time.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Mike Napoli's a good hang.
As most sleepovers typically are.
I have one that I don't think a lot of people would think of just because I feel like since he's not a massive star player yet, they haven't gotten to know the person, but the person is incredible. Marist Liefau. He would be the person that I would want to hang out with because there's a specific reason that led to it. One, I think his emotion on the field and everything kind of shows the guy that he is, at least on the surface. But I remember I did Cowboys Crosstalk last year, and as I was leaving, I think I had mentioned how much I liked his play style on the broadcast. Yeah. And Jazz with the video crew was like, hey, you're going to love this even more. It was a video of him singing for the team during like some of the like rookie festivities, you know, you got to go up and do the talent show or whatever. It was footage of him singing, and this guy can sing.
Oh, really?
He did Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton,
okay.
And he absolutely killed it. And I was like, yep, I'm sold. I don't care what happens on the field anymore. I just love that he went up there with the confidence and he's like, yeah, sure, I'll go sing. And he blew everybody away. He can sing, multi-talented guy, really good dude, great player for my money too. I hope that this second year step up is going to happen for him. But he's the kind of guy that I'm like, okay, because then if you do hang out and y'all go out one night, he's the kind of guy that if there's an open mic, he's going to be like, you know what, I'm going to entertain the whole building.
Okay.
You know, everybody else is kind of shy or whatever. No, I need a couple drinks to really, you know, loosen up. He's like, nope, straight to the microphone, straight to the microphone.
You much of a karaoke guy, Fred?
More of a spoken word type guy.
All right, so you...
Really?
Explain. So, hold on. You're out at karaoke night.
Yeah.
You're getting up there, and are you doing, like, poetry slam?
No, I mean, no, I'll do a song, but I'm just going to do it in spoken word form.
Okay, all right.
But I haven't done...
I want to hear this now.
Here's the funny part. I haven't done...
Boz Luhrmann's Wear Sunscreen.
I haven't done... So, I've been sober 9 years. I haven't done karaoke since I quit drinking.
Makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
I'm due...
Either you're a great singer who just needs to go show people how great of a singer you are and you don't drink, or you're drunk. Like, that's how karaoke works.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, have microphone, will travel back in the day. But, you know, I might throw a little Billy Joel out there. I'm on a Billy Joel kick right now. Shout out Tim Collins. Watch the Billy Joel documentary. I'm on a Billy Joel kick as of right now. I'll throw a little Cat Stevens in there from time to time.
Cat and Cradles.
No, that popular misconception. That's actually Harry Chapin that did Cats in the Cradle.
Okay.
Cat Stevens, you may know him by his other name now, Yusuf Islam. No, not him either. No, you're thinking of like Wild World would be the song, or Peace Train, or First Cut is the Deepest,
all right,
which was also popularized by, and look at Carter getting all excited back there talking music.
Cat Stevens here.
Yeah, it's again, I like to throw people off. No, you don't think, you know, Cat Stevens is probably not my, you know, people thought would be my wheelhouse, but yes.
Wife would always, whenever I ran the bar in Uptown, wife would always come do Baby Got Back to close the night out.
Hey!
And she nailed it every time. She didn't, to the point she didn't even need the screen anymore. She was like, I got this. And then we had a dude show up one night, young kid, hops up and does This Is How We Do It, Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
Never seen the largest patio in DFW, never seen it so lit. It was crazy scene.
Well, Jump Around is my go-to.
There you go. That's a good one.
Like, if we're trying to shut things down, I don't need, and again, I don't need the screen for Jump Around. So, just putting that out there.
He's always on key. He is always on beat. He is Fred Davis. Look at that. From the 940, I like how specific this is. I'm into horses, so DeMarvian Overshone would be a fun friend to have.
Okay.
And that's a great point.
He's into horses, too.
Yeah. From the 469, Bruce Bochy.
Yes.
I like this because I did say past or present. 817 said, no question, Boban.
Boban would be awesome.
He would be.
Yeah.
He was such a ray of sunshine, man.
Yeah, and you get to ask him about all his acting adventures as well.
Yeah, true.
Multiple movies.
And then real quick, guys, I did mention this. We had the USA Track and Field National Championships over the weekend. You guys know I'm a dork for track.
Good for you, man. I love that.
I love this stuff. And I think I love this. So Noah Lyles competed in the 200 meter and he won.
Okay.
He was going against his rival, Kenny Bednarik. And towards the end of the race, they are neck and neck. It's about to be photo finish, but Lyles pulls out just a little bit quicker, crosses the finish line. He takes home the gold. And right as they cross the line, Kenny shoves Noah.
Oh!
Full on shoves him. So Noah turns around and gets in his face like, all right, that's what we're going to do. But then Kenny grabs his hand and forces him to shake his hand and walks away.
Nice.
Which is incredibly soft. Incredibly soft. Keep that same energy that you had literally 3.5 seconds ago when you shoved me across the finish line. But that poses the question to me. Do we need a little bit of...
Yes, you absolutely do.
A little bit of hatred in track and field to get people to...
We need some more track controversy.
Especially because people already hate Noah Lyles for how outspoken he is about sports in general. So people already want him to, they want to see him involved in controversy. They want to see people shoving him. But he stood on business. He turned around and got in Kenny's face and said, hey, you know, like, I'll fight you right now. And Kenny's like, nope, nope, nope. And he just grabs his hand, shakes it, and walks away in anger. It's like, you got to keep that same energy. But kind of like the little bit of tense rivalry going on here. A little bit of gamesmanship here. I kind of like it.
That definitely is something that you want to see. I mean, like Donovan Bailey and Michael Johnson, you enjoyed that back in the day. Like there were,
yeah, until
there were
Michael
things.
Johnson pulled up lame
halfway
through the race.
Chill out. I'm a hero. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for some gridiron gravy, some active players that are destined for the Hall of Fame next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Been fun getting to know Fred even more as we've been rolling along here. We got a full week of it as well, so our audience can continue to get to know him and then carry that over to hang out with him and Blake at night as well. That's ultimately what we want out of this, Fred, is for all of our Tolos to go from here to there and from there to here and just keep sharing all that we like to share here on The
Different,
Fan.
It can be a different group of folks.
Yes.
From 10 to 2 versus 7 to 11.
I guarantee you this, Fred. At nighttime, there may be some people that partake in some things that would be looked at and deemed as
well. The government's trying to ban it.
Questionable
here
in
the state of Texas again.
I got more on that, but I guarantee
on the ban.
Nobody in that's listening to this show, right now, would ever even think about partaking. Because that's not what this audience does.
No.
877-881-1053.
This audience.
Prove to Fred that not a single person out there is doing something like that during the daytime. All right.
Does that take a big rip of the pen before they text in?
It's not. Actually, yeah, what I did learn before we get into some gridiron gravy, what I did learn about that was...
Ripping the pen?
With the gummies and the pens and everything, it's less about the gummies. And more about vapes in schools.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned from some people that are in the know on this as they're trying to make all that happen. 877-881-1053. Text in, let Fred know, though. Dallas Wings guard Paige Becker has been named WNBA Rookie of the Month
nice.
For the second consecutive month because there are really no other options. So right now it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Dip it and rip it. Y'all, you're lying.
Yeah.
Anybody that's texting in saying they know they're not doing that, I promise you're not. It is daytime. What are we doing right now, guys?
I'm sure you got a couple wake and bakers here.
Mike is not the only one sitting out. James Cook sat out Bills practice Sunday and said, business. Oh, nothing. Business. As he rode his exercise bicycle. This is, again, Fred, you said this morning, aren't we kind of tired of this this show that Absolutely. They do? And I think we're actually to a point now where we're kind of just numb to it. And we don't
100%.
We just go, okay, and we move on about our business because they're trying to get their business done. I have been very adamant, and anybody that wants to take the NFL team and owner sides, that's fine. I'm always very adamant, no matter what work you are doing, the owner of the business, your boss, is going to try to squeeze everything they can out of you. Mm-hmm. So when you get the chance to try to get things from them, you should do the same. I've always been on player's side with this whenever mm-hmm. it comes to trying to figure that part of the process out. Hey, go get yours while you can because it's not going to last forever. And this is what we see constantly. It's not just Micah. It's not just CeeDee Lamb. It's across the NFL.
Absolutely.
And every franchise is having to deal with something like this too. 2 days after saying it's important to show up for team stretch, which I don't know if you've ever heard Mike say that. The fact that players don't show up to team stretch, Mike hates in baseball because that's where you build camaraderie a little bit.
I think it's, that was one of the things that, our boy Kevin Pillar brought that up.
Exactly. But Tyreek Hill was like, hey, look, you need to be there for it. And then he did not show up to team stretch. And he said, I think it's very important because football's a team sport. Whenever guys are able to see me come out here and stretch with them, it just keeps the engine rolling.
Yeah.
And then when, he does not
being
show
the
up.
Operative word there, yeah. when he shows up. I am fully convinced Tyreek Hill is doing everything in his power to ask out of Miami without asking out of Miami.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. And then I don't know exactly the reason other than the culture there was not
they're
real.
Not winning
that's got to be it. He was winning with Kansas City.
You had Pat Mahomes throwing to you and you had a good thing, and then you decided to go play for Mike McDaniel, the most fraudulent head coach in the National Football League.
I think as far as a play caller, he's really good.
That's all he is. He's a good offensive coordinator. I don't want I'm tired of him.
I agree with you on the head coach part. I thought he was fun to listen to.
I don't think they listened to him.
But they don't no at press conferences.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was a good quote.
Yeah, no,
on press
that I mean, and you know what? I don't want my coach winning the press conference. Okay, I really, really don't.
Well, he's not my coach. That's why I was okay with it.
Well, and you're right,
Fred,
about that.
I was perfectly fine watching this guy from afar talk about funny things.
You know what I knew he was a fraud? When he did, this was not last year, but the year before, when Miami Dolphins were doing the in-season Hard Knocks. And he came down, and it was already kind of a raucous environment already in the meeting room. And he got on the behind the podium and started, doing his little intro. And I could tell within 10, 20 seconds, I was like, this dude, and I can't say what I said, but I don't buy it. Like, I'm tired of Mr. Cool Guy.
He's because, trying to be swaggy with his friends on the team.
Bro, you're not that guy.
You're a coach.
You are not that guy. And you know what I love about Sean McVay? Because Sean McVay is swaggy-ish, whatever the hell we're calling it.
Naturally.
But you can tell that dude's about his business.
He's got command of the room.
Sean McVay is, I'm telling you right now, I've said this for the last 4 or 5 years. Sean McVay is like this era's offensive Bill Belichick. All right? Because that dude, there is nothing you're going to run by him football-wise that dude is not going to know. He's just a new addition of it. He's got a super hot wife that's age-appropriate. All right? And he's really, really good at football.
I want to keep that a little bit because here at 1240,
okay,
we have a discussion. Pete Carroll had a conversation about coaching styles.
Yeah.
And at 1240, I really love what Pete Carroll has to say. It's a long clip.
I'm a big Pete Carroll guy.
But I really like, he's like, look, this is my approach. Mm-hmm. Here are other coaches' approaches. And I think McVay falls somewhere in the middle because Belichick seems like you can't talk to that guy. Like, don't talk to me. Stay away from me.
Unless you want to talk football.
Yeah. And even still, if you're a player, stay at an arm's distance. McVay seems like he loves everybody.
Yeah.
But he also commands respect. But he'll chin check you too. Yeah, he definitely commands. So we'll get to that in 1240. I really like the way you were going with that. These are some names, because the Hall of Fame induction happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
Here are some names of players. Are they already there?
Mm-hmm.
Are they destined for it? Zach Martin, obviously, destined for the Hall of Fame.
The only question about him is, will he be a first ballot?
Correct.
No right guard has ever been a first ballot Hall of
Famer. If he'd have won a Super Bowl or two, he probably
would be. Oh, hands down, no brain.
The Cowboys have their efforts there. Mahomes.
Come on. What kind of question is that?
First ballot.
What?
Already?
What?
He's in the conversation now of, can he be greatest of all time?
Exactly.
That's the only thing that's in. Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
First ballot?
Oh, absolutely.
Witten's not.
I mean, he's got 3 Super Bowls.
Gonzalez, didn't take Gonzalez a minute to get in?
Yeah, but you got, I mean, look, he had, what, 8,000-yard seasons in a row, and he's got 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, he's
got. And don't let him win it again this year.
Yeah.
Don't let him win it again this year.
He'll just use that, too. TJ Watt.
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, but he's not going to be first ballot.
It's always interesting to me whenever, like, he's at, what, 108 sacks in 121 games.
Yeah. I mean, look, is he definitely one of the best pass rushers of his generation? Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
They're just those championships, as we discussed, defensive ends and championships don't necessarily go hand in hand. It's not necessarily the thing.
No.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
As Kevin's always said, he's lucky he won that Super Bowl early. Because he might be looked at as a choker.
Well, he might be. Who knows? Ask Olivia Munn. But he's kind of like the Dan Marino of his era. Right? What? What? What?
She was a dream girl at one point, too.
I'll tell you what.
That thing just went right out the window.
You watched Apple TV's Friends and Neighbors?
I did.
Bro.
Yes, I did. I really enjoy that show almost as much as I did.
Olivia, holler at your dude.
All right, coming up next year on the KNC Masterpiece, what is missing with Micah not around?
Olivia
and
Munn.
For the players, is this a power play or a polar plunge? Next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Yeah.